How did you feel knowing that he was going to have to leave?
Well, I had already gotten used to him being in service, and it didn't, you know, it just seemed sad. I missed him after he went back, but, you know, I had to accept it. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, just nothing you could do about things like that.
Yeah.
When Uncle Sam called, they had to go.
Yeah.
You know, it was just... But then he was gone about a year and a half more before he got his discharge.
What were some of the feelings you felt when you get these letters and you hear the news?
Well, I didn't, I guess I thought I knew more than I did. I realized after he got home that I didn't know a lot about what was going on because he could not tell a lot of things. And it was just a real frightful time, you know, where we were worried, you know, about everybody that, you know, our friends and my brothers and Carl, and it just kind of a, it was not a real fun time, you know.
Yeah. And you said that you were a school teacher and you went on to work in a shell factory?
I taught school. I went to Jacksonville College for a little while, and I had never heard of Jacksonville because I lived in Cullman County. But I worked with a girl in Birmingham. I had gone to Birmingham after I got out of high school and worked in a sewing factory. We were making ammunition belts for the Army. And I worked with this girl that was telling me about Jacksonville, and she said, "You can work and help pay your tuition." So I wrote a letter over there, and at that time they didn't have a lot of students. There were so many people away in the war. So I went over there and I worked part time, you know, for help pay my tuition. But then I came back home and taught school, and in the summer, after Carl and I think that was after Carl and I got married, that I went to Birmingham one summer with his niece and got a job in a shell factory. That was quite an experience.
You tell me about that? You remember much about it?
Well, we had to use brushes to clean out these metal shells. You know, they were empty. We had to use, and my wrist got so sore and swollen that I could hardly do my work to begin with because I was not accustomed to doing that, you know. But it was fun. We worked at night and we slept in the daytime, and we had this, we rented a room from a lady, and we had a lot of fun. We did our own cooking, and then we left there and went back to, she lived not too far from where I live, and we went back home then. We didn't stay, we had to quit our jobs in order, you know, because I was planning to keep schooling in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite an experience. I don't want to go through it again.
Yeah. What kind of money did you make? Do you remember?
At the shell thing, I made pretty good, I think, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But you know, when they hired me, they put down that I was a man, and I made more money than his niece did. And that's the first I knew that men made more than women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I drew more money than she did because they thought on my record it was a man, that I was a man. I thought that was odd.
Yeah, how long did it take? Did they ever figure out you were?
They never did. I just let it go.
Well, I would have seen. Do you remember about how much more you made than her?
Just a few dollars. It was not a lot. I don't even remember, but it was a little bit more than she made. Maybe a dollar or two an hour. I don't know. Or a few cents an hour, maybe. I don't really remember. That's all I could figure out, is they thought I was a man.
How did you feel about men getting paid more than women for that?
Well, it didn't bother me. I thought, well, maybe the men need to make more money. But now, I think women now object to that more than back then, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't matter all that much. Do you didn't have women's lib back then.
Do you remember having to give up your silk stockings? And
yeah, we had to have stamps. You know, when you went to the grocery store, you had a stamp for sugar and couldn't find silk stockings. And we just didn't have, you know, couldn't buy many clothes. You know, everything was ration, gasoline. And, but that really was not a problem either. You know, it didn't bother me.
Yeah, could you tell a change in the attitude of people just before the war and going together?
That certainly one thing that I noticed now, people are not very patriotic now like they were then. Everybody was patriotic. You know, everybody did all they could to support the boys in the war, and they were just really heroes when they came home. But now, you know, it's not like that now. There are too many war protesters now, I think. There's too many people that don't have that loyalty, don't feel that loyalty to our country. I wonder if we should have another war like that. Could we even win a war now? There's so many people that would not cooperate with the government. I'm afraid. Of course, if we were to have a situation like that, people might prove they were loyal, you know, in a case like that. I don't know, but I've often wondered what would happen.
Can you remember the ladies drawing lines in the back of their legs so it looked like they were wearing their stockings?
Oh, like a hose. Mm-hmm. Like it looked like that hose. Seems like I do, and we used to have a paint, you know, like makeup,
mm-hmm.
put on our legs to make them dark. But back then, all the hoes had a seam up the back, and we had to be real careful, you know, make it straight. But now we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, it was a lot different, you know, back then.
When did you first notice the propaganda changing from you need to work for your man and you need to quit and let him have his job?
Well, some of the men didn't find jobs real quick, you know, and there was talk that maybe some of the women should quit working, and a lot of them did. A lot of them quit when their husbands came home, and I didn't work very long after he came home. We moved away, and he worked there near home for a little while, and then he got a job in a coal mine further away, so we had to move. And I didn't work anymore, you know, and I didn't teach anymore. And of course, the people have changed an awful lot. You know, women now wouldn't think of, I don't guess, quitting their job in order for another man. They feel like they're more, I don't, but some of them apparently feel they're equal to men, and they deserve a job as well as they do. But it's whatever a woman can be happy with, and, you know, as long as if she's married, as long as it's all right with her husband. But personally, I feel a woman is, I feel she's more happy and fulfilled if she's a mother taking care of her family and not working. I mean, that's me. Mm-hmm. It's hard for a mother to work and take care. I did work some after we moved over here, and I had three children, and they were all still quite small, and when the GE plant first came here, I worked there for about a year, and it was awfully hard. You know, I just couldn't do justice to my family.
What kind of problems did the ladies have who had children who decided it was time to go work during the war effort?
Well, most of them had families that could keep their children, you know. People didn't hire babysitters as much back then, I don't think, as they do now. Most women had mothers or, you know, aunts or somebody, grandmothers maybe, that could take care of their children.
Can you remember any segregation at all?
Yes. You never saw. In fact, where I lived, I never saw a black. Very seldom did I see a black person. Once in a while when I went to town, I lived out in the country, and once in a while when I went to town, I'd see a black person, and it was so amazing to me. I mean, I just couldn't get over, you know, how they looked and everything, because I just never, and I was never taught to be prejudiced, you know, because my mother and daddy never did live around them either. And I didn't know. But after I left home and got out and went more and saw more, well, I never saw a black and white associated, you know. It was total segregation. But so I just didn't know too much about stuff like that.
Can you remember working in the shell factory in the class?
You know, I don't remember any blacks being in that. I don't remember any blacks being in that. I really don't.
Were you ever a member of one of the labor unions or organizations?
No, I never did.
Can you remember anything about those?
No. I just remember hearing about most of the coal miners union, because Paul belonged to that. I heard of it. I never did like it, because that's the time a coal miner got on his feet and sort of out of debt. Here would come another strike, and they would be out and just go deeper in debt again. I never did see any coal. I guess it helped in a lot of ways, but I didn't like it. I'd rather work continuously for a lower pay than have to be out of work for much, you know, without any pay.
Anything else that you'd like to talk about?
I don't know of anything.
Okay. I'm going to ask Carl if there's anything else he'd like to talk about.
Carl?
At this point, I'm going to turn the tape over and continue on side 2.